Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's been a lot of, concern of where things are going to go next in terms of the Russian-Ukrainian conflict. I'm calling it a war because it's acting exactly like wars are, where it's, you know, not just a couple people fighting and then, oh, well, you hurt me, now I hurt you. This was an invasion. This just seems to be there's a goal of taking over this country, and other perceived goals keep coming up in terms of Putin's threats to Finland and Sweden for them even considering joining NATO, which I think they're already starting to now apply for. No, Finland is. And so, you know, the concerns is, well, who's next and what's going on next? And so there's been some rumors today that Belarus dictator Alexander Lukashenko might have accidentally revealed that Moldova may be invaded next. And this is something that, you know, I don't like to be pessimistic, and I don't want to sit here and say, you know, I told you so. I don't want any of my predictions correct. I do not want to go into World War III. I do not want this. I want, please prove me wrong. Stop all of it. Prove to me that it was just a peacekeeping mission where they just wanted to stop tyranny that happened to Russian, you know, citizens in Ukraine. Please prove me wrong. I don't think that's what it ever was about. And I think this was about trying to regain land lost to the Soviet Union. I've said this from the beginning. And then some more. And because NATO exists, to be a force so big that NATO can't take them on. And I think Russia wants to suck up every other nation that hasn't yet in that area joined NATO. And so it just, to me, seems to be that's where we're going with this. So addressing his Security Council, Lukashenko appeared to be in front of a battle map showing Russia's attack plan in Ukraine. The map showed lines of attack heading into Ukraine, and then forces going to Kyiv from the north, Kherson from Crimea, but also showed off several attacks that have yet to come to pass. One looking like from the port city of Odessa into Moldova, suggesting Russia plans to march troops into Ukraine's neighbor. Now, this is, sadly something that I think a lot of people were concerned that could be a reality. Once Putin feels like he is able to get countries such as one as large and as robust and as the Ukrainian people so passionate about, if he's able to overtake that country and scare other surrounding countries, it might be very similar to, again, what Hitler was able to do, where these other countries fell so quickly. So the map appeared to be split into four sections, which align with the command districts of Ukraine's military, showing Russian attacks from Belarus along Ukraine's eastern border and then from occupied Crimea. So, this is something that we don't want to see. This is something that, I'm not sure what needs to be done. I know Zelensky has urged Biden to send a strong message on Russia. He said, look, I'm not iconic. Ukraine is iconic. And President Vladimir Zelensky, considering his show business roots, has been very, very open about how this is about Ukraine. This is, Ukraine is the star. The people are the people are saving. This isn't about him, even though he has been kind of a focal point and he's like now the world's hero. He is holding back Putin. He's asking for help. He's asking for help. I don't know if you saw that one video where the translator started to choke up, actually almost start crying, while Zelensky has been kind of in a bunker trying to manage the you know, military defense and while, again, you know, kind of being in a way in hiding from Russia. And he hasn't left. He's still there. So I think he is probably one of the most, if this century needed, you know, a hero, if this century needed somebody that represented, you know, what patriotism is and what passion for your country is, hands down, Zelensky. And I mean, you know, and so in a rare interview, he said, as long as Moscow attacks Ukrainian cities, little progress could be made in talks between the two nations. You have to speak, first of all. Everybody has to stop fighting and to go back to that point from where it began 5-6 days ago. I think there are principal things you can do. If you do this and that side does this, it means they are ready for peace. If they are not ready, it means you're just wasting time. And so he was asked if he felt Ukraine was wasting its time by talking with Russia. He said, we'll see. I mean, he has to look like he tried. Yeah, and I mean, minutes after the so-called peace talks, you know, we're really going anywhere, you know, more bombings happened. And so he has to look like that he's giving his citizens a chance, because these are people that aren't military, that are taking their families to the border and then turning around and coming back to help fight. So, you know, he wants Biden to have a forceful speech tonight. I'm hoping Biden can stay awake. I'm sure they're giving him plenty of caffeine. I'm going to watch it. I hope I can stay awake. But, you know, the State of the Union is tonight. I know that there's, a lot of, there's going to be actually very interesting. I think there's going to be counters, and there's going to be a response by Rashida Tlaib. She's the progressive Democrat from Michigan. She's going to actually, usually at the State of the Union, other Congress people come out and then they speak and they basically all, you know, kind of criticize and they give their opinion. Very interesting, because she's of the same party. But it kind of highlights the rift that the Democrats have between the progressives and between the moderates, even though there's questions that he's moderate. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, hold on. I had a little bit of a snack, so I got to make sure I get that all out of my teeth. It's not really. Sorry, you think you eat, and you think you're done on the break, and then you realize that the food is still there in your teeth, and then the food comes out. So I have to, like, stop eating. I don't really get a lot of time to eat breakfast, so I eat during my breaks. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have been following what's been happening with refugees. And whenever there's a refugee crisis, it obviously, you know, we're looking at it affecting their health, affecting health of others. And, you know, we've been dealing with refugees from Central America, South America, Mexico with our border, Afghanistan, and now there's Ukrainian refugees. Whether they're going to make it all the way to America, we have yet to know how many. But right now, I believe Europe is seeing over 660,000 Ukrainian refugees. And, you know, we talk about it and we hear about it in the news, and I'm wondering if any of you are kind of stopping to think about if you had to be a refugee or if you had to evacuate, what is going to be your one bag? What's going to be in that one bag if you have to leave your home? Now, I have tons of crap in my house. I have things from, you know, when the kids were little, you know, their first baby blankie. Stoney had a little froggy toy. I have pictures, the wedding album. I'm not taking that. It's going to be gone. Whether somebody invades us and it gets looted or and don't even try to take it. You get one bag. Do you guys even have a plan on what your one bag is going to be? I was up in Lake Tahoe for a conference, and I asked them about when they had to evacuate for the fire. Apparently, when there was a fire that was affecting northern Nevada and Lake Tahoe, they had to evacuate for 10 days, not knowing if their home was going to be there. Your evacuation or your refugee bag, if you're lucky enough to grab a bag, should be planned out now. None of us do. I have stuff in this room, and I have stuff in this room, and we got this here, and some stuff in the garage. Do you really have that? And the reason why we don't, one is we think that's not going to happen. I know my family had to flee, grab one bag and go. In fact, my grandma, they wouldn't let you take cash, or they would steal your cash. So she had to turn whatever cash she had into jewelry or little stones that she sewed into her jacket because she could keep her jacket. You know, when you flee, people take advantage. They grab your money. I mean, apparently these Ukrainian refugees have had to bribe their way out of the country. This is 2022, and this stuff is happening. You know, I'm still blown away that in the 40s, the 30s and 40s, you know, my relatives and people had to go through that, where they had to leave their home, their, you know, their neighbors and all that, and just take a bag and flee. And we don't do it. One of the reasons why I don't have my evacuation bag is because my evacuation bag would sadly have my Pfizer vaccine, my vaccine card. Well, I don't want my Pfizer vaccine card in a bag by the door that's ready to go, because the cats are going to probably pee on the bag or something could happen to the bag. So my Pfizer vaccine card is in a safe, because not everybody's vaccine has been logged into a computer. I think mine is somewhere, but everybody says don't lose your card. So, I have things locked up. Our guns are locked up. You don't have your guns sitting there by your front door, ready to grab if you need to flee. They're locked up in gun safes. So, you know, for those people that are told they have to evacuate because there's a fire or there's a hurricane, or there, the reason why a lot of people don't is they're like, I got all this stuff. I don't know what to take. Maybe have a plan. I don't know what the answer is, but I could not imagine, you know, taking a bag and leaving everything behind. I have four cats and a dog. I'm taking them with me, which means my bag is going to have food for them. My one bag that I could take is going to have food for them, and then poopoo powder, of course. And then I don't know. I'll probably have a bag, and I'll probably have all the animals in one carrier. Oh, they would be ticked. But I mean, you know, I'm not saying don't have pets. I'm not saying don't make roots. I'm not saying, you know, live in a house and only have one bag worth of stuff. But when you look at what's happening with the refugee crisis, and you know, they have everything. They, you know, there was this one picture of a woman in a mink coat, and people are like, oh yeah, you know, poor her. You don't understand. She probably had to leave, and anything she had of worth, or anything she could sell, or anything she had for warmth, she put on. I mean, my relatives, everybody who had to flee during the Nazi takeover, I mean, they double clothed. They wore what they, you know, to try to take as much. Do this. Imagine what you do when you get on a plane and you don't want to pay for a suitcase, so you have a carry-on. But the carry-on has to be a certain size, so you start wearing three pairs of underwear. It's kind of like that. And we've taken this for granted. And I'm looking at these refugees, and I'm looking at them in the train stations. I'm looking at them fleeing. Yeah, some of them might have a car, and some of them might be able to have more belongings. But the majority of them, you only see them with maybe one bag. And I know, I would probably use some space in my kids' bags. See, I have two boys and my husband. So they never fill up their suitcases, so I always put stuff in there. But I probably have to take medication, anything that I think they're going to need. Anything we have of worth, which is, you know, I mean, I have some, well, my medical antiques. Now, they're not worth a lot, but I would want to take those. Those are being left. You know, do you guys have a plan on what you would have to do? Realize these Ukrainians, just like with Chernobyl, remember with Chernobyl, they said, look, you're just going to leave for a day or two, leave your pets, you could come back. And what happened? They never got to come back. They lost all of their belongings. And then their pets were shot and killed. So we've all learned from that lesson. If we have to evacuate, we don't know if we get to come back. Now, yes, in Florida, you evacuate from a hurricane. Hopefully, you get to come back and your home is still there and all that. But many people aren't that lucky. They don't have their home. And they don't. It's either flooded or it's completely destroyed. Same thing with tornadoes, something, you know. And I don't think people understand the concept of losing everything. I had a little bit of that when our house burned down. And I didn't take anything with me. I didn't even have shoes on. My dad said, let's get the hell out of here. And I had my socks on, but I had nothing except my clothes. So anything I had got lost. You know, people are like, well, where's all your childhood pictures and where's stuff? We had a fire. Most of that got destroyed. You know, so I want you guys to really think about it. I know it's not the easiest thought, and I know you might think it's kind of futile. But if you had to evacuate, or we are in a, let's say we do get into a Russian or a nuclear skirmish with Russia, do you guys know where your nearest bomb shelter is? Probably not. I mean, remember, I read to you guys what the ready.gov wants you to do. They want you to have a mask and social distance. I know we kind of, you know, laughed about that, but what if we do have to go into a bomb shelter? What is going to be your one bag? And what if the government doesn't let you go back to your house? If the government wouldn't let you go back to your workplace? In fact, there was, I heard in some states, if they even saw a light on in your workplace, you could get in trouble. I mean, what if we can't go back to our homes? Do you know what you're going to take? I don't think a lot of us have that planned. I can't even imagine. I have stuff from students I taught. I want to keep it's all going to go. Now, one thought that you might want to do is start scanning everything. Maybe, hopefully, the cloud will still stay, you know, alive and well. Maybe start making a bunch of, little hard drives, thumb drives of things. This way you have thumb drives of your Social Security card, of your vaccination card, of your pictures. And then maybe in that bag you could grab your laptop, some chargers, things like that. And maybe if you guys do have the money, maybe do have a bag that has, you know, all that stuff already in it. I mean, you know, where if you did have to leave everything and there was no time, you already have your extra chargers, you have at least a phone, you have, you know, I don't know what the answer is. But all I know is we have hundreds of thousands of people being displaced. And now every day, displaced, and it's, I think we Americans are kind of spoiled. Something to think about. 1-877-DELI.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
For the first time in 2 years, masks are no longer required in the House chamber when President Joe Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight. A major reversal in the politically controversial policy that reinforces the message he's trying to give that the pandemic may be receding and America may be getting back to something closer to normal. Also, all 535 members of Congress are invited to attend the address tonight due to the relaxed coronavirus measures, a huge difference from last year's address when only 200 members showed up due to stringent COVID-19 policies. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will hold meetings with top Democrat and Republican senators tomorrow as the confirmation progress for President Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court gets in full swing. The Democrats are hoping for a swift bipartisan confirmation process for the U.S. District Court judge who would make history as the first black woman to sit on the highest court in the nation. This is USA Radio News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the U.N. Human Rights Council that Russian crimes in Ukraine are mounting by the hour with strikes hitting hospitals, schools, residential buildings, and ask whether Russia deserves to remain a member of the UN Human Rights Council. Blinken also said that China continues to commit genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang against Muslim Uyghurs and called for UN Human Rights boss Michelle Bachelet to release her office's reports with findings on that situation. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, joined Senate Republicans in defeating a bill that would have legalized abortions up to birth nationwide. Senators voted 48-46 against ending the debate and allow a vote on the Women's Health Protection Act. The bill, which passed the House last year, would have codified a right to an abortion and combated pro-life state laws. The bill's defeat comes as the Supreme Court is weighing a case that could potentially curb Roe v. Wade. This is USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. So the People's Convoy is still going on. The truckers, the caravan has not been getting a lot of attention because of everything going on with Ukraine, but apparently they are still trucking. They are still trucking. And the People's Convoy is the American, brand of the Freedom Convoy that we saw up in Canada. And the People's Convoy is going to caravan through Illinois today, even though state police have given harsh warnings to protesters, threatened legal action for traffic disruptions. According to Colonel Margaret McGreal of the ISP Division of Patrol, said a planned event designed to impede normal traffic flow was dangerous to the innocent motoring public. Those who choose to participate in events that intentionally endanger the public and violate Illinois law will be subject to the enforcement of applicable laws and could potentially be held liable for traffic crashes occurring as a result of their actions. I know some of you are thinking that all they're doing is driving through. I know. Truckers are on the roads all the time. Nobody has a problem with the trucker, you know, bringing food, bringing supplies, but now all those truckers are driving together, that's a problem. Well, Chris Young, this is according to Daily Mail, hold on a second. Chris Young, who is the administrator for the group's Facebook page, reiterated that the convoy will continue its route through the Prairie State and along the Dan Ryan Expressway, regardless of the warning. She said, we encourage the people of the state to come out and show your support and or join us. So, yeah, as the people's convoy is going through, you know, all these, as they're going through all these sites, there's people, you have people showing, you know, flags and making noise and crowds. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And it's history, and people want to show support for their truckers anyway. So, the People's Convoy started from California. It's an 11-day trek on the way to D.C. They're going to protest the COVID-19 mask and vaccine mandates. They've raised over $1.5 million in donations. They did it through their own website to support drivers as well as they travel to the Capitol. Obviously, these drivers aren't working. Food, fuel, all that, that's where the money's going to. This is right now a 100-vehicle convoy. It stretches 8 miles long. And other trucks join in as they are. They're like, you know what, I'm going to hop on this. So the group has called on President Joe Biden to end the national emergency originally declared at the start of the pandemic, as well as any remaining coronavirus mandates. The truckers allege that the government has infringed upon their constitutional rights with the mandates. I think a lot of us feel that there has been huge overreach, and it has been almost deleterious to public health measures, because now if there is something that we kind of need everybody to, you know, kind of mask up and try to avoid, I think people are so over it, they're done, and they're not going to listen, because we did all this half-assed stuff, you know, when and improperly. Improper liberties were taken, you know, from people being able to work, really. So you're letting the grocery store be open, but you're not allowing the restaurant to be open. I understand they tried to make some sort of logic out of it, but it wasn't enough. Not when you have a virus that's sitting there laughing at us. So supporters of the trucks have slammed the Illinois State Police as being hypocritical in its response to the protests, citing how the law enforcement agency had previously shut down the same motorway for a Black Lives Matter protest in 2020. So that, you know, yeah. So that's the other thing too. There wasn't a lot of, let's say, consistency, you know. So anyway, this started February 23rd, where they left about 1,000 trucks left Adelanto Stadium, California. Then they went through Golden Valley, Lupton, Arizona. Then they went to Glenero, Texas. Then they went to Elk City, Oklahoma, Big Cabin, Oklahoma, to St. Robert, Missouri. Then they went to Indianapolis, Ohio. Where are they in Illinois? Maybe they're right along that pass on the way to Indiana. All right. So the People's Convoy, according to the Twitter account, responded saying they say these planned events are a danger to public safety because traffic backups are, in their opinion, a major contributor to traffic crashes and even death. Our convoy has traveled the whole way to your great state of Illinois with zero traffic infractions. And in fact, sheriff's offices along the way have escorted or even praised the organization and safety that is built into this. So while we are only in your state a short time and we are not impacting any major city, maybe it would be a good thing for you to witness what the sheriffs have, the sheer commitment to safety and security that this convoy has. By the way, I mean, the business they're bringing. These truckers are going to be hungry. They're going to need to stop. They're going to need to get gas. I mean, if I was a state, you would think you would want them to come through, you know? Not to mention people making an event out of it, coming out. They might buy some, you know, some tailgate stuff, some chairs, you know, to wait and watch. This is something that, I think the state makes some money. Other social media users have slammed the state to allege hypocrisy. In August 2020, troopers set up a safe route of travel for Black Lives Matter protesters marching along the Dan Ryan Expressway. So Illinois is a people's convoy no-go zone, somebody said. So, you know, I get, you know, the truckers are underappreciated. They have so many things that just get completely overlooked. But the one thing that we cannot overlook, not that we should be overlooking so much of what they do and need, is that, you know, these truckers stand together. And we need them. We need these guys. All right, our supply chain crisis, you can blame on COVID, you can blame on Pete Buttigieg, you can blame on whoever, you know, and there shouldn't be a blame, but the people saving us and pulling us out of this, and again, you could commend Pete Buttigieg, or you could commend Biden or COVID going away, but the people getting us out of this supply chain crisis is these truck drivers. Us not having enough hurt, we need more of them. And now there's this anti-trucker sentiment. Are you kidding me? In order for you to even have that sentiment and be able to eat your sandwich in between you having that sentiment, you need to thank a trucker. So there's going to be other truck groupings that are joining, one from Texas, Pennsylvania, and then they're going to converge on to D.C. It is going to be a sight. And, of course, D.C. is now walling up. They're acting like a bunch of terrorists are coming. Have you seen these truckers? You know, but I know they're freaked out because of what happened with January 6th. But, you know, it's a sight to see. And I get it. Listen, you know, I don't like traffic, but every time the president is in our neck of the woods, everything stops. Traffic stops. Traffic stops. You know, now all of a sudden the truckers are just driving through, and it's supposed to be a big deal. So, you know, I know things are starting to ease up. I don't think the government could ease back on the mandates quick enough. They're starting to reverse things now, and I think they realize that they're in trouble. And the reason why this is happening, it isn't because people don't have anything to do. It's, when we hear, like, Biden's going to be making a speech tonight. I think he's going to think that he's preaching to the choir. He has all these people going, yeah. You know, talk about climate change, you know, talk about, how parents need to back off, you know, and let the teachers, you know, do what's best with students and kids and all that, you know, because that's what people want. And, you know, if nobody's turning on the TV for him, he needs to see, you know, these people that are standing out there that are showing their support. And when you see something like this, you realize you're not preaching to the choir. You have a very divided country. So it's enlightening. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know why these people can't get it right. But, you know, we're having a baby formula recall, and Abbott Laboratories had to expand its recall of Similac baby formulas today because another infant who was exposed to the powdered baby formula has died. The company recalled Similac PM60/40 cans in cases produced at its Sturgis, Michigan facility after an unidentified infant who used the formula died of Cronobacter Sakazaki infection. Causes severe blood infections and meningitis, inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. And so, sadly, when you have a baby and baby's on baby formula, there's not a lot of choices out there. It looks like there's a lot of choices, but it's usually, you know, very few brands. And Similac PM60/40 is marketed as a specialty formula for certain infants who would benefit from lowered mineral intake. It's sold in the U.S. and Israel. So it was not originally included in the recall, but now it is. So the FDA had received complaints back from September 16th of Croton-Bacter Sakazaki infections and are investigating the consumer complaints. There might have also been complaints of salmonella, as we talked about. So CDC is doing some testing. And yeah, Similac is one of my favorite brands. There's Enfamil. These are good. You know, they're very trusted, but sadly, you know, there's a, you know, in this particular case, the products being, the products that were in question since September 16th were four infants in Minnesota, Ohio, Texas had contracted Croton-Bacter Sakazaki infection after consuming baby formula including Similac Sensitive, Similac Pro Total Comfort, Similac Advance, and Similac PM 6040. There's also a few children in Las Vegas, Nevada, who apparently might have been ill as well. Now, Abbott Laboratories has not found Croton-Bacter Sakazaki in any of the samples of the formula it sends out and is conducting tests on a regular basis. So they did say it found evidence of the bacteria in a non-product contact area at the Sturgis plant. So, as you know, the dangers is if an infant gets it, they could get bad, bad infections like necrotizing enterocolitis and meningitis. Meningitis is where they get inflammation of the neck and spinal cord. They get very, it's painful. They don't want to, in fact, when an adult has meningitis, I know they do, because they don't want to get out of the car to come into the office. And they're like, they don't want to move, because you have to move your neck. To get out of the car, you have to move your neck. It's just the slightest movement is so painful. I'm like, take him right to the ER. I'm going to call the ER. He's going to have to be in isolation. This is meningitis. And so I've rarely had a meningitis patient in my office because they just can't get out of the parking lot if they're that pain, they're in that much pain. In an infant, poor feeding, excessive crying, low energy, they could have bowel damage. This bowel damage, necrotizing enterocolitis, could then eventually affect other organs. It could spread to the blood, cause jaundice, yellowing of the skin and eyes. So the recall was announced on February 17th. Joe Manning, the executive vice president of nutritional products, said, "We know parents depend on us to provide them with the highest quality nutrition formulas. We're taking this action so parents know they can trust us to meet our high standards as well as theirs." So we'll keep you guys posted, but anybody who has an infant that doesn't seem to be acting right, just get them seen right away. Take care of 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Kathy writes, "If President Joe Biden's approval ratings are so low, how much longer will he be president?" Well, once you're president, it's a good question. Once you're president, you're not leaving until the next election. So he could be the most unpopular. That's not when, you know, the only way he could be removed from office is if he becomes too ill or he's not deemed to be mentally fit, which I know what you guys are thinking, but, you know, he won't even take a mental status exam. So I'm not sure how that, I think Congress has to order it. In that case, Congress has to order that there be a test done. But it is interesting. I looked at the latest survey. This is from, hold on a second. This is a poll. It is a Yahoo YouGov poll. And I don't really put a lot of time and energy into these polls because I think this was only, about 1,500 adults. But it is interesting. They go, for the direction of the country, would you say things in this country today are generally headed in the right direction, off on the wrong track, unsure? The majority of people, 61%, say the country is on the wrong track. Women, as much as men, even more, all across the age groups, white, black, Hispanic, white 67%, black 49%, Hispanic 49%. All across the board, people think the country's on the wrong track. In terms of parties, 32% of Democrats feel the country's on the wrong track. 50% think it's headed in the right direction. So that's fascinating. And 61% of those who have under $50,000 in income think it's going off the wrong track. So this is really interesting looking at the numbers. In terms of vaccination status, 61% of people think that we are going on the wrong in terms of just in terms of the direction of the country. So vaccinated and not fully vaccinated, both in the majority. What about President Biden job approval? 41% approve of his job. 53% disapprove, 39% strongly disapprove, 7% unsure. How could you not be sure at this point? I mean, I think it's pretty, yeah. But interestingly, Democrats, 18% of Democrats disapprove. That's going to definitely be an issue at the polls. And then vaccine status, most of the fully vaccinated, shall we say, approve, but 43% disapprove. So it's still not entirely a left-right issue when it comes to vaccines. Biden approval on coronavirus. How did our president do on coronavirus? 44% believe he did good. Now, I would expect this number to be higher, because even though Trump gets credit for Operation Warp Speed, Biden gets credit for the mass rollout. I would think that would be higher, but no, because that also includes mandates. So 47% more disapprove than approve. Even the Democrats, had some issues with that. And then in terms of the economy, 36% approve, 54% disapprove. 22% of the Democrats disapprove, according to this one. And then what about his foreign policy? 36% approve of what he's done, 49% disapprove. And it seems to be an interesting array of answers with that one. And then what about race? 39% they approve of how he's handling race, 44% disapprove. In terms of schools, how's he approaching schools? 38% approve of his school policy, 45% disapprove. So again, I mean, not major landslides, but I mean, he just is kind of getting, D's and F's on mostly everything. Climate change, 38% approve what he's doing, 44% disapprove. And interestingly, the Democrats like what he's doing for climate change. A lot of people think he's not doing enough. So that was interesting. And then crime. How's he doing on crime? 33% approve his stance on crime, 49% disapprove. We're obviously going to be hear him talk about that today. In terms of immigration, a 33% approve, 53% disapprove. In terms of the situation with Russia and Ukraine, in Biden's defense, he's been at his Delaware hideout, for a while. We really haven't gotten to see much of what he's done on this. I mean, he's been on vacation. So in his defense, 34% approve what he's doing with Russia and Ukraine, 48% disapprove. And then favorability of Joe Biden, 41% find him very favorable, 51% unfavorable. Men and women equally find him favorable and pretty much equally find him unfavorable. In terms of the age group, the younger people find him, I guess, less favorable than others. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.